Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sachin Governor of SachinGovernor.com. Sachin, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Gresh.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Sachin so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Sachin Governor, 24 years old, born and raised in Durban, South Africa, was introduced to personal development at a tender age of 8 years old. The brand Win with Sachin, the millionaire student, has become a household name in over 40 plus countries and 6 continents. He has developed a loyal social media following of 60,000 Instagram followers, 96,000 Facebook followers, and over 12,000 YouTube subscribers. Today, Sachin has multiple streams of income. He is also an international motivational speaker, sales coach, and life coach who has crowds of tens of thousands sitting at the edge of their seat. His story of coming from an above average household in a third world country with an average monthly income of $300 to losing it all ails him one of the most authentic, dynamic, and inspirational speakers. Recently, he spoke to a sold out crowd of 25,000 at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys in the United States of America. He also has business partners in 40 plus countries and 6 continents worldwide, which is exponentially expanding daily. Sachin, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Without a doubt, man. I'm excited.
Awesome. Let's do it. So as a Cowboys fan, I appreciate you for speaking at Cowboys Stadium. My only thing was I wish I was there to actually hear it, but appreciate you for doing all the awesome things that you're doing.
Thank you, man. I mean, we got to get you to one of the events. I was just at Staples about 3 weeks ago, speaking in front of 12 to 14,000 there. I'm in Ireland. In fact, right now, as we speak, I'm in Athens, Greece, speaking a few thousand here, and then I head off to Ireland to speak in front of 10,000 there. So always doing big things, and it's definitely only the beginning.
There you go. I always love to hear about that and hear about anybody doing awesome things, not just thinking big, but also executing big. So I wanted to hear, you know, a little bit more on how you got started. Could you tell us a little bit more on what I call your CEO story and what got you started?
Yeah, I mean, it all started for me when my parents got separated and divorced at 2 years old. And I had my mom on one side trying to be the better parent. I had my dad on the other side trying to be a better parent. And I was just soaking it in from both sides. So, you know, adversity can either break you or it can allow you to break records. And for me, it allowed me to be a record breaker. At 6 years old, I was introduced to chess. And, you know, chess allows you to think. In the future, grandmasters generally think 5 to 15 moves in advance, and I utilize the skills, and especially the visionary skills, and the focus and the drive. I took that and I implemented it in, you know, real life terms. And at 8 years old, I got introduced to personal development for the very first time. My dad, in fact, sat me in front of a TV and played The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And I watched that video, and it became a ritual every single year. I started watching that video, and 17 years ago, when I got introduced to personal development, I learned it very differently. You see, most people learn personal development as if they're going to go out and get inspired, motivated, and execute. I learned it as if I was going to teach it. So at a very young age of 8 years old, I already had the mindset that I was going to teach. And coming from Africa, where the average income is about $200 a month, you're either wealthy or you're poor. There's no mediocrity in Africa. And even if you are, you know, successful, you're generally working 7 days a week. If there was an 8 day, you'd be working 8 days a week. You're overworked. You're always overworked and underpaid. And getting involved in that, you know, in business in a third world country, I'm grateful for it because I took, you know, hard work and I implemented it with smart work from first world countries, and I created that bridge that married both of them together. At 16 years old, I was making chocolate fudge and selling it and making $200 a day on average in school. So kind of that raw entrepreneur. 18 years old, got involved in sales. I grew an organization to 95,000 affiliates in 41 countries around the world, and I helped take a company to doing $3 billion in about 7 years, and they did $1 billion just last year. Over and above that, I helped them scale their growth in 41 plus countries worldwide. I created an algorithm for a social media marketing company that's so unique that we have over 1,300 clients that pay up to $457 a month with a retention of 85%. I've got a brand called The Millionaire Student, which teaches people you're going to become a millionaire, but stay in student mode. And if you're already a millionaire, stay in student mode to maintain and sustain it. And, you know, multiple different businesses out there today, but continuously staying humble, man, always rising, always learning, and always improving and innovating, because, you know, your top line is someone else's bottom line. I mean, ironically, I'm in Athens, Greece right now. And if you ever think you've arrived, go to Monte Carlo or go to a place like Beverly Hills or go to a place like, you know, somewhere where there's someone's, your top line becomes someone else's bottom line. And what motivates me is waking up every day, go to Forbes.com and seeing my name not there. It makes me realize, hey, I'm nowhere close to where I need to be. And there's always another level. And when I make it there, I want to take everyone else to the top with me, because that's what it's all about. If you're helping out people get what they want from life, you get what you deserve.
Absolutely. No, I definitely appreciate that, because, you know, everything that you build and everything you talked about and everything you have with your brand always talks about, you know, getting better. Like you said, there's always another level. So make sure that you're having that mindset, make sure that you're always kind of looking for that next level, but you're always kind of feeding yourself in so many different ways, which is what I loved about your brand and everything that you're doing. So I wanted to ask you a little bit more about what I call your secret sauce, and this could be for you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Yeah, very simple. I've created a tagline called Work Like You Broke. And I make people understand, no matter who you are, where you're from, what you have, work like you're broke. Don't look left. Don't look right. Who cares what your net worth is? Who cares about what cars you have, what homes you live in, and anything else besides how hard you're working? And simultaneously, you need to work hard and smart at the exact same time. And I've managed to find that break-even point where I can work hard, I can work smart. And I guess it's because I keep reminding myself that as fast as you can go up, you can come back down. No matter who you are, you can always be humbled by either the universe or by the man above. So working like you're broke continuously keeps yourself aligned with the end in mind.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely appreciate you for doing that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Well, never ever read a book to say you've read it. Read a book to find your moment in the book and then execute instantly. Mm-hmm. Never watch a video or a movie just to say you're done. See, our parents tricked us, our school teachers tricked us, and hey, if you finish this, we're going to reward you. So people find their moment, but they get talked out of their moment because they have to finish the book. They have to complete the video. They have to complete a podcast. The minute you find your moment, pause it, go take action. Come back when you're done, find your moment again, take action again. Never do something just because you said you're going to do it or just because you said you're done. Find your moment. I feel people don't execute because it's not because they don't have the ability to. It's because they got talked out, motivated, unmotivated. Never find their moment, find their moment. Lose their moment, find their moment. You got to find your moment and go. Don't look right. Don't look left. It's kind of like when you're running a marathon. When you're running a marathon, it's like always these people are on the side of the marathon, and psychologically, they're there because they don't want to see you succeed. They actually want to see you fail. Mm. They want to see who came second, third, fourth, fifth. They don't really want to see who came first. They want to see who failed. So when you get onto this treadmill, turn up the speed. Don't look left. Don't look right. Don't look back because you're going to trip. Go forward. You can only look 1 foot in front of the next. And that's all you need to do.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And a lot of times, like you said, you know, your external influences can make or break you sometimes. So like you said, there's people looking for second place at the marathon. But if you're just so focused on what it is and your mission, then you're not going to worry anything about that because you just have one speed that you're going at. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. And I know you gave us a few, but if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Well, you know what? I basically tell myself there's never a limit to learning. Just continuously learn. When you take the word L-E-A-R-N and you remove the L, it develops a word called earn. The more you learn, the more you earn. There is never a limit on how much you should spend on personal branding and personal development. My kids, I would get my future kids. I don't have any kids right now, but I'd make sure they read, you know, 2, 3, 4 pages and then go execute. But some people right now, they take it for granted that self-education is actually a tool. You know, YouTube.com is my virtual mentor. My mentor is www.youtube.com. It's an unlimited amount of content. You'll never come to an end on how much of content you can actually watch. I'm not against people who buy courses and attend events, but complete what's free first. YouTube.com has the ability to teach you anything you want. What I loved about YouTube, it never picked up the phone. It never called me every single day. Hey, did you watch this video? Did you complete this video? Are you done? Are you taking action? Are you executing? That's what a mentor should be. You know, my mentor told me, if you don't have access to a mentor, you don't have a mentor. So YouTube wasn't my real mentor. It was my virtual mentor. But I learned so much, man. It was like I found my peak income producing hours. And then I found my peak income producing activities during those hours. And I just executed. And that's why I maximized 24 hours in a day.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And that's a great CEO nugget. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, Sanjay, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Sanjay, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Yes. So CEO to me, well, firstly, I when I coach and mentor people, I never teach people how to be a CEO of a company. I teach them how to be a CEO of their own life. Anyone can own a company right now. It's as simple as starting an entity. Only a handful of people can own their own life. Only a handful of people can tell themselves when to wake up, what to do, what to wear, and where to go. And a CEO literally should own their life. They should have the ability to run the clock on their own time zone. They shouldn't be on a time zone out there. They should be on their own time zone. So, you know, the title CEO right now is loosely thrown around, because how many people want to be the CEO of their own life versus the CEO of a company? There's tens of thousands of companies formulated every split second of the day. How many of those people own companies can say, I own my life? Only a handful. Warren Buffett owns 2,400 companies, but he owns his life, because he's got Berkshire Hathaway, and which is the umbrella, and he's got 2,400 companies under it. Bill Gates also owns over 4,000 different companies, but he's a CEO of his own life. Some people strive for the title. Don't be a titled leader. Don't chase title. Chase the fact that you have full ownership of your life.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, I appreciate that definition, because a lot of times you lose perspective and you don't realize that everything flows from the life that you have. So if you pay attention and you focus on being the owner and CEO of your life, just as you said, then everything will manifest itself from there. So I appreciate that definition. And Sanjay, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know, and then how best people can find out about you and all the awesome things that you're doing.
Yes. So, you know, first things first, to connect with me, you can go on Google and just type my first and last name. It's S-A-S-H-I-N. And my last name is Govender, G-O-V-E-N-D-E-R. Or just type in the Millionaire Student on Instagram. It's Win with Sashin, W-I-N with W-I-T-H-S-A-S-H-I-N. Like, I really want you to win this year. You know, and then you can go on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WinwoodSashin as well. Twitter as well. You can go on there, type my first and last name. But I want to let you know right now that, you know, as we speak, you know, first world people, I love them. but they have a first world mindset and a first world work ethic. I want you to develop a third world work ethic, like work like someone in third world. You don't have the infrastructure. You don't have the ability to say, hey, if I don't work, the government's going to take care of me. You're working like you're lost, but of crumbs left. Don't chase the bread. Chase the crumbs. Because if you eat crumbs, it's like, well, I'm putting myself in a real life terms where I got to make ends meet.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sanshin, for your time today, but also for all the awesome things that you're doing, the content and all the information you're putting out to remind us to tap into that third world kind of mentality and that work ethic as well. So I appreciate you, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.